Next patient is Irma, I-R-M-A, Moreno, M-O-R-E-N-O, born 2/25/1958. Today is 1/31/2024. This is a 65-year-old woman, originally from Chicago, lives with her husband of 39 years. Victor, who's her primary caregiver, period. She has three children. She's a paraplegic, going back to 20 years ago. She had a spinal cord hemangioma, which bled into the spinal column, caused a total paralysis, period. She has required two surgeries on her back to both relieve the to remove the tumor as well as relieve the hematoma. They were both within 5 years, period. Patient currently is in pain. She's no longer able to go back to the doctor's office. She's bedbound. She's ADL dependent. She's bowel and bladder incontinent and is using uses a catheter for her atonic bladder and to relieve herself, period. She she has symptoms of urinary tract infection currently with low-grade temperature and pain and spasm in her bladder, and she's requesting Septra DS, period. At one time, she was on pain pump, but she was not able to tolerate that, and that was discontinued. Review of system, she's depressed about her pain. She uses morphine to control her pain, but she'd rather not to because of the fact that it causes severe constipation. She tries to keep up with her constipation by increasing her diet with fruits and vegetables and taking supplements for constipation, period. The paragraph, she's a smoker, under social, she doesn't smoke. Again, she doesn't drink alcohol. She goes back and forth as far as her smoking is concerned. She's married, and once again, Victor is her primary caregiver. COVID immunization is up to date. Allergy none. Medication includes duloxetine, 60 milligram a day, Neurontin, 300 milligram a day, and morphine, 15 milligram up to 4 tablets a day. Surgery includes spinal cord surgeries, as was mentioned. Family history, dad's alive, but he has had a stroke with paralysis. Mom is elderly, but she's doing okay with dementia, period. On exam, patient is pleasant, you know, is in mild distress, mild to moderate distress because of her pain. Patient's blood pressure is 154/99, pulse is 92, respiration is 18. Heart pulses, one pulse is through, lungs are clear, abdomen soft. Patient has no evidence of the cubitus ulcer, skin shows decreased turgor. Patient is paraplegic, has no sensation or no movement of her lower extremity. Once again, no decubitus ulcer noted by because patient and family have been very careful in providing patient with adequate protein in her diet. Period. Assessment: 65-year-old woman with history of spinal cord tumor, status post bleed, now quadriplegic in moderate to severe pain, requiring morphine to control her pain, period. Currently, she has a urinary tract infection, requesting Septra DS to control her symptoms, period. Patient used to be on a pain pump, but is no longer using the pain pump because of side effects, period. Patient is no longer to go to a doctor's office, does not want to be hospitalized and go to the hospital for any care, and would like to continue receiving her care at home, period. Patient patient has bouts of depression given her condition, and she realized that patients with her condition usually die of complications of an infection, and she has a hard time dealing with death, especially since she has many grandchildren, does not want to leave them alone, period. Thank you. Other comorbidities include constipation, recurrent urinary tract infection, pain, and that's it. Thank you.